Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Welcome to another edition of Monstrous Radio, where you can hear the hottest independent music in the world, and a couple remixes play. So, what we do around here is, we do interviews, play the hottest music, and we sure got the hottest host.
Yeah.
So, let's go ahead and get into it. So go on, kick back, get you a drink, do what you do,
yeah,
and enjoy the show.
Let's go.
Hey. Where you at? Where you at? Where you at? Where you at?
Atlanta.
Where you at?
Family.
Where you at?
New York.
Where you at?
Yeah.
Monster Radio.
Okay, I think y'all are about ready for another week, another edition, Monster US Radio Live, coming to you live from Minneapolis and St. Paul, also Atlanta, Georgia, during the quarantine. Yes, I'm about to give y'all a sermon on this monstrous Monday.
Oh,
no, what's good, y'all? Welcome to another edition of our quarantine show. You know how we do it around here. We got entertainment news, that's like gossip, all that other type of stuff, things that's going on in the world. I don't know if we really have a topic for tonight, but we definitely got some new music for y'all. We got a hell of a show, right? It's unbelievable.
We do, we do, we do. You know, but it's against the rules in church to gossip. So we ain't going to be gossiping. We just going to be telling it straight from the truth and our eyes and how we see it. Can I get an amen? Can I get an amen?
Amen.
Can I?
Okay.
Okay, okay. Amen.
Hi, don't forget tonight's show has been brought to you by the book author, The Soul in Me Speaks, Miss Unbelievable E.K. You can find her book at thesoulofmespeaks.com. Also, Monster US Apparel, Elite Sway Management, and Picasso Painting. So I got some hot new music for y'all. I don't think y'all ready though. I don't think y'all
ready
to do this week. I don't think they ready. They look all soggy from cabin fever, all kinds of things.
Yeah.
Y'all listen. Just look at some of you. Some of y'all hyped over there. Y'all just ready to go like Double Dutch, but some of y'all looking a little soggy. I'm just saying.
Mm-hmm.
A little soggy. Mm-hmm.
Well, we're going to have to help them up. We're going to have to help them soggy faces up, because look at you. Just look at you. Help them out.
So, all right, check it out. I'm going to help y'all out. Here's some new Lecrae and YK Osiris. Check it out. This is Set Me Free radio version. Monster US Apparel. Monstrous Monday with a roar. What's the number, Miss Unbelievable?
563-999-3411. And press that magic 1 to join us.
We live, y'all. Join us.
Let's go.
For dummies, you should read it, get your cash up. Ask me if I give a fuck, I wouldn't give my life.
Yeah,
yeah.
Let's
yeah.
go.
Yeah.
Let's call this a boot check. I just pulled up with my new flex.
Yeah.
She love to call me babe. Got a husband, she like, why you do that?
Let's go.
I know how to make you mad. We hop out of swag, bitch, I got the bag. She got on them jeans and said hi on the way. I can throw up that phone when I'm grabbing at her. Yeah, you know how I do. I done found a new game. My new boots take like 2 or 3 showers a day. I'm still cool if I lose all my followers a day. Before I knew about music, I found me a play. I told her to sneak my little gun in the club. Flirt with the security, act like you, babe. You got them.
She got high jeans, sitting right. Keep that.
Wow.
Instagram flex, basically. Getting cast up. The rest in my face, boy, by a fact.
Yeah.
I'm a city girl, it's only right that I act.
Huh?
Yeah. It's the way I act.
Okay.
Drink my water and my fruit so everything be smashed up. Getting rich with dummies, you should read it, get your cash up. Ask me if I give a fuck, I wouldn't get my last. Don't act like you know who I am. I'm who I am and you a fan. I'm a you now, that's why we stay. Rainbow diamonds, you can't stand. Don't want some, you come get your man. Don't want some, you come get your man.
jeans sitting right, keep that ass up. Instagram flex, basic getting gassed up. Nothing's in my face, boy, back up. I'm a city girl, it's only right that I act up.
Okay, we need a correction. That's Levi High. That's the baby. And let me find this young lady's name because that was not the song I was trying to play. I'm just going to keep it 10,000 with y'all. I'm over here talking about how y'all ain't ready. Obviously, I ain't ready. Let's try this again.
No.
Somehow that got loaded wrong. Let's try this one more time. One more game.
One more game, DJ. DJ. DJ.
There we
one
go.
More game. Come on, DJ.
There we go. Now
you
we in church.
Face,
street
DJ?
Church.
On my feet, they won't let me be. Won't you set me free? Pray this on me. Shackles on my feet. Oh, they won't let me be. Won't you set me free? Pray this on me. Pray this all on me.
Let me go. Let me go. I've been going through so much, I swear these people let my go. That's on me, that's on mamas. On my mama, I can't take no more, so miss me with that drama. Get your commas, get your racks straight. Get your facts straight. Hold me down, I rise up on them like the tax rate. Keep my past straight, never lack faith. God been working, they gon' have to hold me back, man. And tell them, you can pick a side if you wanna. You already know who I bro with. You don't want no problems with me.
Shackles on my feet, yeah, they won't let me be. Won't you set me free? Pray this on me. Pray this on me.
I got them shackles off my feet, yeah, yeah. Can't put me back up in them streets, yeah, yeah. I couldn't move, but now I'm free, yeah, yeah. I got them shackles off my feet, yeah, 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 yeah.
Down for me, down for me. People love me, you was brown for me. Brown for me, all that bitterness and anger, had to let it go. People talking down on me, I guess that's how it go. Let them know, that's on me, yeah. Shackles on my feet, you broke the heart and now I'm free, yeah. Even in the darkest times, you kept your light on me, yeah. Got the memo, read the message, found my purpose, found my method. Only L I took was lessons, tell them. You can pick a side if you wanna. You already know who I bro with. You don't want no problems with me. Shackles on my feet, yeah, they won't let me be. Won't you set me free? Pray this on me. Pray this on me.
I got them shackles off my feet, yeah, yeah. Can't put me back up in them streets, yeah, yeah. I couldn't move, but now I'm free, yeah, yeah. I got them shackles off my feet, yeah, yeah. I got them shackles off my feet, yeah, yeah. Put me back up in them streets, yeah, yeah. I couldn't move,
yeah.
Now I'm free,
yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I got them shackles on my feet, yeah, 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 yeah.
There we go. There's my monstrous groove. Getting y'all ready for the week. It's Monday. Let's turn up. Uh-huh. The I'm is unbelievable. Who we got on the top block on this? Who's bumping who? Who's getting fed? I'm trying to come up to your level because I can see right now you are, like, really, really, like, energetic. The vibrations and aura is just lit over there. I'm trying to come to your
level. It's lit.
Lit.
Litty lit lit, that's my nickname right now. Litty lit lit, just call me Miss Unbelievable. Litty lit lit. All right,
we're gonna start something new. This is what we got.
Litty lit lit is on the road. So we got a pastor who got a warrant for his arrest. We got an update on the Amazon deliverer. We got people, you know, in the Hamptons. We got people pushing their prescriptions. I don't know if y'all remember Joanna Mann. He got some issues going on. We got some more sports people closing. We got some buildings being boarded up. We got Lil Wayne. And we got this boxer talking mad stuff to Layla Ali.
Okay, that's what we got. That's what we're working with. We got a preacher with a warrant. Somebody trying to fight Ali's daughter.
Yep.
And a bunch more. All right, so don't forget you can join the discussion. You got your own stuff you want to put out here. You dig? Hit us up, 563-999-3411. Or you can hit us up on our social media pages if you know what those are. You can also find those at monstarradio.com, but also, let's see, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. It's either Monster US Radio or it's going to be Monstars Radio. Definitely connect with us, and we can read your comments right here live on the air. So we want to know what y'all got going on during this quarantine time. Are y'all doing that with the family? But I think this quarantine is changing a lot of things, but I think it's for the better. It's unbelievable. I'm going to be honest. I think a lot of it, whether it's real, whether people call it real, fake, whoever started it, I don't give a fuck. But at the end of the day, it's turning out a lot of beautiful things.
Yeah.
So we're going to hit that a little bit.
I agree. Yeah.
Okay. So we're going to see what your opinion's going to be on that. I got another track for y'all, and then we're going to get into all our malice. We're going to get malice with the things that we do.
Y'all better be ready.
All right, let me see. So let's see. What else do I got for y'all?
Unbelievable. It ain't making it no better. I'm telling you. Let's get it. It's Monster, it's Monday, people. I'm in the house. So this is going to be all week long. Because then what? I'm rested. She rested, y'all. All it takes is to rest. Woo!
All right, let's see. I'm trying to find this crystal. It's some new music I got for y'all. Hopefully it's in the right spot.
I'm not even looking in the right area.
Yeah, hopefully it got loaded right. We see what happened last
time.
Messed up my whole groove. You dig? So, all right, here's some shit. Lil Nas done started. I should say revived. Hip hop went country a long time ago. Wish I can find some of the tracks. But here's another one. This is Crystal featuring Skylar Clark, produced by White Gang Nitro. This is called Country Twerk. They done took the hoe down. Well, if this don't make you want to yell, yee to the ha, I'm just saying, man, it is what it is. Crystal, it's your Skylar Clark. I think this right here, I think this is going to be a hit. I think this is going to go rampant. It's going to burn like fire. I guarantee you, watch. Them white country boys and girls, they're going to be out there twerking.
They're going to be twerking, and it's going to look a hot mess, but it's going to blow up. But it's going to look a hot mess. They're going to think they can left butt up cheek, right butt up cheek, dip it low, drop it. Okay, we going to have some who can, but we going to look like some is about to lose their mind. Okay, and then ride it. Okay.
Okay. They're going to twerk and break a hip.
Throw a hip out. Mhm.
All right. Well, you know, I'll be honest. I know you said you wanted to get it. I was not going to feel it, but I guess it is what it is. When you do promotion, you got to do everything, especially whatever's trendy. You kind of got to be there. When you were saying that we should get TikTok, I would do TikTok that song right there.
That would be a fun TikTok song.
But I'll do the other
part. You're twerking.
You know what I mean?
Oh, no, you're twerking. You're going to lift that little skinny booty cheek to the left. You're going to lift that little skinny bitty cheek to the right. And you're going to ride it. If not,
look,
there's no need to do TikTok.
I'm going to keep it 100 with you. I'm going to keep it 100. You ain't going to gas me up. I know. I'm a black dude with a white guy back. You ain't going to boost me up and gas me into making no flat-ass twerk video. It is. Will look like my hips is twerking, my shoulders is twerking, my shoulder blades. Nah, you're not going to trick me into that shit. I ain't got no booty.
You ain't going to ride it.
You know what?
You ain't going.
I'm going to tell you, this is how much I feel about it. It's how I feel about that. How you doing, Jazzy? Welcome to the show from Atlanta, Georgia. Jazzy B in the house.
You don't ignore me like that. Okay, hey, girl. Hey. What's happening? Welcome to the Litty Lit Lit Show. Welcome to the Litty Lit Lit Show. And Monster is Monday.
Don't pay no attention to her. She is like amp right now, Jazz. I mean, she is amp. Don't pay her no attention. I don't know what the hell she got over there in her glass. It ain't no tin. It ain't no tea. It's Hennessy. Hennessy. You dig what I'm saying? Hennessy and tea. She got Hennessy.
No, it's called blueberry vodka. It's called blueberry vodka. It's in the cup with a little peach juice. Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Well, I'm drinking Caribbean rum, the one that tastes like alcohol.
Woo! She lit over there.
Alcohol.
What the fuck?
It's all
what,
good.
The one,
we must just
the one that burns. The one that burns from the bottom of your tongue to the back of your throat.
She ain't going to have no throat to do the work. Okay, don't burn your throat. You got to work with that.
Well,
don't burn your throat.
Well, seeing that we talking about quarantine sedative, it is. I got me some tequila. I got me some quila over here, some banana tequila.
You got some quila?
You know what I mean?
It's
cool, though. I bought it in Mexico in Cancun. Oh my goodness, this banana tequila. Oh my goodness, it is like I don't know what to say. It's like a, it's like drinking a fruity drink, but it's like you get the effect of that stuff Jazzy got right now. Man, I took one shot. It was good. It was real, but this is from real tequila people though. This is no bullshit. Like I paid some good money for this. Like, this is from real tequila people. I got banana tequila and some coconut tequila. Now, when usually I take a tequila shot, I'm going, it's testing my manhood. You know what I mean? I got to check my hood spot, pull out my wallet. This right here, no, it go down like sweet Kool-Aid. And that's the part that fucks me up. It don't go down right. It go down too good, you know?
What I'm drinking
Everybody
was imported. I let Ashley and my brother-in-law take a shot on their birthday, boy. I swear I thought that nigga finna fly off out of his seat. That shit was so strong. He said, what the fuck is this? I said, look, that's the real deal. You know, Caribbeans, they drink, when they run, the rum they drink, they just chase it with water. They don't chase it with nothing else. So they be extra drunk. That's how they be so drunk.
Right, right.
That's what it is.
Like it's almost like one time I hung out with some real Mexicans, right? Some real Mexicans. I know I'm sounding like there's a bunch of fake Mexicans, like motherfuckers walking around, knock off Mexicans and shit. But I'm talking about some real Mexicans, and they was like, you know, when they smoke their weed, they eat like papayas and you know shit like that after. And they was like, you don't want none. I'm like, nah, mangoes and shit like that. I'm like, what's up with that? And they was like, oh, it intensifies.
It get you tired. Da da
da da da. Right. Okay, I get it.
Sure it does.
All right. We talking about, this is our podcast during the quarantine. You know, I mean, everybody got, you know, catching cabin fever about now. One thing I do want to say is be careful, people out there. Don't be like the Chinese statistics, because the Chinese divorce rate has like totally went up. They coming out of they quarantine and motherfuckers is getting divorced. Don't let that be you.
I'm gonna be divorced.
I'm just saying, y'all.
What'd you say, Jazzy?
All right.
We're going to be divorced, too. I'm going to kick everybody out, including the dog.
And the dog. They're like, whoa, what did I do? Let's go over here and jump into this. Who's bumping who? Who's getting fat? So who we got up first on the chat block? Who we calling tonight? Hello?
Well, Clarissa Shields reveals angry DMs from Layla Ali. Layla Ali said, learn to shut your mouth, little girl. Little girl, shut your mouth. So the war between Clarissa Shields and Layla Ali is even nastier behind the scenes, with Clarissa revealing all the trash-talking messages they've been sending to each other, and it's wild. Shields, by far the active female boxer on the planet, says she's offered up an olive branch to the Layla Ali back in January after Layla trashed her on Sway's morning show, saying that because Layla Ali's 42 and she's 24-0, she says she would destroy Shields even if they ever fought, because Clarissa isn't talented enough to hang with her. During the interview, Ali claims Shields has been called her a bad businesswoman, something Shields says she's never said, but you know, Clarissa in her DMs trying to clear things up. And she was like, Layla, you know how Layla is. She goes, stop talking shit publicly, but try to make nice and private. Layla Ali said, learn to shut your mouth, little girl, about money being there, because it's not. And until there is money in the escrow, don't say my name. So Clarice was responded, I hurt everybody I fight, but the girls are way tougher now, and they don't go down like they did back in the day. Those bitches were soft. And then Clarissa spells out the whole thing and tells us they're serious about a big money fight with Layla if the two sides can agree on money. Bottom line, the feud is very real, and Clarissa wants to settle it in the ring.
You want to chime on that, Jazz, because
No, because I missed all of that shit. I'm sorry. I set my phone down for a second and took off. My bad.
Oh, okay. Well, this whole beef with Layla and what's the young lady's name?
Clarissa.
Clarissa.
I heard the first of Layla's messages, keep your mouth shut. I did hear that part, but I didn't hear nothing after that.
Okay, now, I'm pretty sure both of you have seen that. They've been feuding for a while now. This ain't like just like some 2020 type shit. This right here has been going on, I don't know, it might have been since like 2018. They've been beefing before Layla put hands in her DM. So Now, there's a couple points in there. You know, me being in, I want to say I'm fit to say it. You know, man, I played sports up until, you know, my 40s, so on and so forth. I think I'm pretty shapy guy now today, even at my age, for a guy my age. But the first thing I want to say is, unless Layla's been training, especially after she had her baby, I'm talking about like running and talking about cardio. That's what's going to make the difference with her at her age is cardio. Other than that, she shouldn't even be having this conversation with that 24-year-old girl, because that young lady has a point. When she said about how the ladies ain't the same back then, now I'm not taking nothing away from Layla. Layla got hands. The people she put hands on felt them hands. The opponents she applied them on were the opponents of that day. But I almost agree with her. I don't think the women fighters today are the same women fighters they were back then. In today's age, some women are just different. Like back then, I think a lot of women were very girly. They were women. They were just tough women. You did a tough girl. You understand me? Today's age, some of these women don't think they women. It's a whole different mentality. It's like, it's hard to explain unless you really have that fighter mentality. There's a whole different mentality there. You know what I mean? Say like the girly girl. I'm not taking nothing away from girly girl boxers. Some of them, they got hands. But there's a difference between a girly trying to box you, do, and one coming in like a predator trying to knock you out. You know what I mean? There's a different mentality, I think. So I kind of agree with her on that. I mean, how do you ladies feel? I mean, y'all ladies, do you ladies watch women's boxing?
I love boxing. You know, I love all violent sports, sad to say. Sad to say, that's my tomboy side coming out. I love all violent sports. I love sports, period. But I don't know. I mean, I'm training. I've done some training in the gym as far as boxing goes, and a month ago would look at me and be like, oh, she's just a pretty, and, you know, she, but if you run up on me, it's going to be a totally different story.
Right. Because
before I was a girly girl, I was a whole nigga out here. Right.
And that's part of what I was going to say. At one point, you had that tenacity, though. You know what I mean? Through trials and tribulations of life. You know what I mean? You have that fighter mentality, like, I'll kill you type.
You have that mentality, actually.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but I don't think, once you're a boxer, you're always a boxer. You always got that killer instinct. And I think with Layla, you know, she talk like her daddy. You know, talk shit like her daddy all the time. You know, daddy talks shit till he died. You know, even when he got his ass whooped, he still talks shit. So I think it just runs in her blood. But what I think, you know, if Layla is conditioned and kept herself in boxing stamina and she still got all her techniques, then I don't care how young you are. If you are technically sound, you're going to whoop somebody's behind, period. You just got to make sure that you're, you know, the stamina, you know, of lasting rounds, because now these girls are taking punches, you know, when the other ladies weren't. So now they're being able to take the punch. You just got to be able to last as long and be smart about boxing. That's how a lot of boxers back then survived to the ones of today, because they technically were sound. So I think if Layla is technically sound, which she was back then, if she, you know, has someone that can keep her that way and then keep her, you know, stamina and, you know, the power behind all her technique, she still will be unstoppable. I don't care who you are. Younger
right.
or old.
You know what? And you know, I'm glad you said that, because that was the other point I was going to make. That's why I said at first, if she kept her cardio up, she'll hang with that young girl. If she kept her cardio up, she can go them rounds and, you know what I mean, not have much of a problem with making it through the rounds, using up that much energy. She's going to handle her, because she has the experience. She knows when to wrap her up, when to back her off. Like you said, she's like her daddy. She's going to be in that girl's ear. The whole time, she's going to be in that girl's ear. What you got, little mama? What you got? The little girl's going to come. Yes. The little girl's going to come like Foreman, wear herself out, and Layla's going to knock her out. But if not, If not, if it's the latter, she's going to go out like her daddy did with a swole face. We going to look at her like, throw the towel. Throw the towel. Because that girl ain't no joke. That young girl ain't no joke.
Nope. But if that young girl's
no
all
daddy
talk,
name,
because if that young girl's all talk, because she hasn't really fought, you know, some of the people, you know, that could make her better, then, yeah, you have to fight the great to make you, you know, the greatest. Because if you don't, then you're just going to be that average chick that everybody wants to know, can you beat the greatest? Because everybody who was in the boxing back then, they was gunning for the best. They was gunning for the greatest boxers. And if you didn't get to them, if you couldn't whoop them, then you wasn't in history. So if Clarissa wants to make history, then she has to come with her A game and not be, you know, not, you know, come with just because I'm younger, I can beat her. Now, you better come with an A game, because there were so many young folks who thought they could knock off these veterans from the prison.
Yep.
Right, right. So, yeah. So, yeah. See, now, really, I thought it was just a big ploy to try to, you know, build up a fight. I was like, okay. You know, when it first started, that's what I figured it was. But, you know, when the fight never happened, I don't know if they didn't get enough publicity on it or what. But, you know, you know, in the sport of it, I mean, for the whole, just for the entertainment purpose, I think that would be a good fight. With the beef been going between them and da-da-da-da-da-da, old versus the new, it's almost like the, what's it, David and Goliath type thing, for, like I said, entertainment purposes. Not for records, titles, all that, just for entertainment purposes. Let them ladies make their money. Let us have our entertainment. And let's see what they do. You can even build up a couple fights. Give them three fights. They got to win all three fights and they meet each other, however y'all want to do it. But I think that would be a good fight. That would be entertaining to me. I'd pay to see it.
The spread as far as the gambling would be amazing, because how do you not go with the great, but then how do you not go with the young? So that spread in Vegas, baby.
Right. They'll be coming up with new weed strands. You know what I mean? In both their names. I'm just saying.
Yep.
I'm just saying. So, okay. What else we got over here?
All right. So Birdman, Young Thug, bus driver, and Lil Wayne shooting suspect, they struck secret deals. So, the bus driver in Lil Wayne's 2015 bus shooting thinks Birdman, a young thug, struck secret deals with the prosecutors, and now he's demanding to know why they've been indicted. And Dots, Alvin Lewis, says he found it unusual that prosecutors would describe Birdman and YT as co-conspirators in the alleged shooter's indictment, but not bring any charges against them. Lewis claims there's overwhelming evidence of complicity between Jimmy Winfrey, the alleged shooter, and Birdman and Young Thug from phone calls, records, and recorded confessions of promise of payment. The driver claims he suffered spinal cord, rotator cuff, and physical injuries in April 2015 when Wizzy's bus was shot up in Atlanta. According to the Dots, Lewis says prosecutors have kept him informed about Winfrey's case, but he rebuffed whenever he's asked about Birdman and Young Thug. Winfrey is currently being retried because the Georgia Supreme Court overturned his 2015 conviction. Lewis is asking the judge to force the Cobb County DA office to turn over any information related to the deals that may have been struck between prosecutors and Birdman or Young Thug. We reached out to Birdman, Young Thug, and DA's office, but no word back.
Okay. I had totally forgot about this situation. Whoa. I think going to be, and I don't want to say that set it off, but I think this Jesse Smollett case, I think that's like making a lot of people open up a lot of other books that probably was closed. You know how like they closed this book, but they didn't close the books. They dismissed the case, but they didn't close the case. And now they got grounds to go back in and retrial stuff. That's how they can bring it back to court. That may have been the same case in theirs, and anybody else that's in that case, your ass better be looking for a lawyer because they going to open your shit back and press charges. But it sounds like this it's because of the other guy. He's on trial, and he's trying to get evidence, and that's basically what you're saying. He's trying to say basically, you know, whatever he's got to do to get out, and he's saying, well, look at these guys, so on and so forth.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable.
It's interesting.
Is that what it sounds like?
That whole situation, yeah, but that whole situation, you know, was just interesting, period, because they were feuding, they was cool, they was not. So it's like to see what the end result is truly going to be, it's going to be interesting because if they did cop a plea and if they did have evidence to show that, then his whole case can be thrown out and this whole thing can be retried again. So, and then some of the evidence may not be able to be used again. So it's, whatever, there's muddy waters when it comes to a case, either the DAs is going to drop it all together or they're going to get tried again and messiness and more people are going to be at it. So
I don't see
no good results coming out of this at all.
Right. So I guess we'll see. I guess it'll unfold.
Mm-hmm.
It is.
Okay y'all.
Monsters
so
Monday.
This situation right here, y'all listen to this situation right here. I'm not trying to say go out and do this. But this situation right here, check it out. Yawana Man star.
Lord.
Y'all remember Yawana Man?
Michael now, ain't that the guy who dressed up as a woman to play basketball?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay.
That's one of my favorite movies.
Yeah. So y'all remember the black guy, right, with the glasses? Y'all, he didn't feel like paying for his groceries. So, he had hundreds of dollars of groceries, and according to cops, he gave himself the old five-finger discount. He was checking out of a supermarket where his credit card got denied, so he just took the groceries, walked right out the door without paying. Pretty bold move, right? Miguel returned to the Ralph a few days later, but he wasn't allowed inside, and the cops were called. Miguel was placed under citizen's arrest. And when the LAPD showed up, cited him for misdemeanor shoplifting, and he was sent on his merry way. Cops arrested Miguel, but didn't take him into the stations. They gave him a ticket, and he was on his way. During the pandemic, LA cops are not booking and jailing people for minor offenses. Cops still call it an arrest, however. Miguel spinning a different tale. He tells us he was in a long line to check out. You gotta stay 6 feet away because of coronavirus. He got tired of waiting and bounced with his items, but intended to return to pay another day. Miguel says he tried to pay for his $200 worth of groceries when he returned, but claims the store manager told him no and that he wasn't special. Guess Juana Man just doesn't have pull these days.
Because some of these lines in this grocery be ridiculous, especially ever since this pandemic, the crisis going on. Man, I'm telling you,
right.
I usually use this ship service where they deliver your groceries to your house.
Okay.
I usually get my groceries within the hour. The last time I ordered groceries, I ordered them at like 7 o'clock. The lady did not end up bringing my groceries to my house until after 11:30, almost 12 o'clock at night.
Oh, wow.
Because the store was dead deep, and it was so many people in the store.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah, they're going to the links even though they're putting X's and circles on the floor and telling you got to stand here and wait for the person before you to step to another square.
Mm-hmm.
Like it's hopscotch in this bitch.
Yep.
Listen.
But you know what? I ain't mad. That's the way it should be. Because you know what? You know how many people you want to slap the fuck out of when they be all up on you in your space? and you just give them that look like, back the fuck up. Why is you up on me like that? So I'm mad at the X's and the O's. Like, stay your behind right there. Then I don't have to think about like you breathing on my neck. Like when the other day we was at the stove. And so I was like, we got to do the ex no.
Testimony.
And then so I turn around and I look, this man ain't on his ex. So I'm staring at him like, go to your ex. So he's looking, I'm looking at him, you know what I'm saying? And he just walk out the lab. Get off, I'm at the ex. Your ex is way back there. Go back there to your ex. You too close. You too close. And I was about to say you too close, but he kind of got the look because I kind of like did the head nod like, bro, you don't see you ain't on the X. And then this one woman was, you know, looking kind of crazy, same little place, and she was just waiting on the – I was like, she ain't even on the X. I'm going to need you – stay on your X, people. Stay on your X. Don't get up on me because I'm going to be like, yo – you ain't doing social distancing. So I ain't mad at this social distance because some people are just rude and nasty. People are just nasty and rude. And they breath stink. And they rude. And they nasty. And they just nasty. And they breath stink. And they just nasty. No.
Let me tell you what's scoring in that testimony. And see, that's another thing what I'm saying about, like, yeah, it's a tragedy thing, whatever, whatever, and like I always say, there's always something that great comes from tragedy. There's some triumph in it. You know what I mean? That is one thing. Let's be honest, people. There's been a time when we was at somewhere. I ain't going to call out no stores, but we're going to say somewhere. And we was kind of like, hey, come on now. you're hitting my heels with your damn cart. Let's keep some little distance in here. You know what I mean? Do we got to make it seem like we in elementary school lunch line where you got to keep the little space, you know what I mean? But yeah, but again, I think that's one of the good things that's coming out of it is, you know, yeah, it's social distancing right now, but I think some people do need to learn there is a little distance, you know what I mean? It's like a car driving and driving on the freeway. You got to recognize where you at. Like if you in Minnesota, you can drive with the car length in between you. Now, if you in New York, somebody going to bust your head because you got to drive closer than that because somebody going to squeeze in. I think that is one of the great things that's coming out of it, causing people to, you know, give each other a little more space than normal because some motherfuckers will walk right up on you. I mean, like you said, they'd be breathing on your neck like, are you trying to date me, motherfucker? What is you doing? Like, back the fuck up. I don't know you like that. You at least gonna give me some wine and flowers before you blow in my ear. So yeah.
Ugh.
So yeah.
Oh.
So okay.
So fine. Boards up windows in Beverly Hills. Fears of looting and break-ins. I didn't even think about this. The fear is real. It's real, y'all. The ritzy Rodeo Drive in L.A. shops are not clearing their shelves of high-end merch. They're also boarding up their stores. Pottery Barn in Beverly Hills off of Rodeo Drive had construction workers put up giant slabs of plywood and other materials to completely cover their storefront windows facing the streets. It's kind of eerie and pretty clear. It's been done to protect the store from would-be looters crazy enough to break in. The workers told us it was temporary measures. This specific take is anticipation of our loot or people who may want to break into our store. They never was worried about robberies before, but get a glimpse of West Elm store just around the corner. It had its windows boarded up too. They're just being aware of things that can happen when people are in desperate measures to quarantine themselves. They may not have something to do.
And they know shit finna get real. They already know they really. Cause shit is finna get real, real. Especially with what Bill Gates trying to do. This shit is finna get really real.
What BG trying to do?
He is trying to, well, when it comes time for kids and everything to open back up, he's trying to fund a vaccine, which is a chip that will be implanted.
What?
Yep. Surely is.
Huh.
Yep.
Wow, that's crazy. That's crazy. It almost took me totally off my pivot foot, made me forget what we was even talking about. Oh, my goodness, that's a whole nother show right there. Because I do
Absolutely.
Remember a guy a long time ago. He had got out of jail, right? Be honest, he had got out of jail, and he used to tell us about that. He was saying something about in prison. They was trying to put these chips in people. They were telling some people, we'll let you out early, but we've got to put the chip in, and da-da-da. We all
mm-hmm.
thought he was crazy. Like, bruh, you're drinking too much. You're smoking too hard. Like, is you on that shit, boy? But apparently, he was hipping us to something we knew nothing about. So,
but the
yeah,
chips been in folks for a while. Don't
yeah.
get it twisted. They've been putting in chips in all our soldiers for a minute.
Some people got the chip already.
Oh.
No lie.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
I seen a guy. He had posted a video. He got a chip implanted in between his thumb and his index finger. And when he went to scan in his room, it let him in his room in a motel.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Some people don't already got that.
What?
I know they put a lot of people, a lot of military people got it. A lot of military people got it.
Hmm.
But y'all know what the chip represents, right?
Oh, the anti-vax girl at the end of the day.
Yeah. I'm telling
one
you.
World in one world. And if you get it, you're part of the world. If you don't, you really in trouble because everybody's not going to want to get it. So you're going to have to be able to survive on your own. And this is a way of can you survive on your own? Like, this is a test run, for real, right now.
Can
you survive on your own?
I can't. I'm telling you, I know how to hunt. Everything. I'm Gucci. I know how to hunt, fish. I'm straight.
I'm telling you now, I know how to hunt, fish, gut a fish, game, kill a game, get the stuff out. Why? Because I had grandpas and grandmas who said, sit your little tail down and learn how to do this. Now, do I like to shoot? No, but you got to know where to shoot for the, you won't kill the deer meat, da-da-da-da-da, know where the pellets go, how to take them bad boys out. It's a disgusting thing, okay? How to skin it, it's a disgusting thing, but if you know how to do it, then you good. I may not like to put the worm on the fish, but hell, I'll do it if I have to. You know, get that fork, you know, turn that fork into a scaling spoon to scale them scales off that fish, cut it down the side, clip the end. You got you some fly fish. Stop playing. Stop playing. You better know.
Well, I'm going to keep it 100 with y'all. I'll be dead. I can't do none of that shit. I'll be the one that come out, oh, he starved to death.
He's lying, y'all. He is lying to y'all. He
don't survive, believe me. I'm just saying, man. We're going to take a break. It's going to hit some new Usher and Ellie Mae. Y'all don't waste my time. Yeah, yeah, okay. I'll be dead like a motherfucker.
Nah.
Somebody save
y'all
me.
Know what this is. My mind was changed. I'm glad you made intoxicated. The vibes are made. Good love in the air, baby, you know. In the rush, we've been at it where the time goes. You wanted to show me now. Cause I done had one too many drinks. And I know that you feel me the way I been feeling you. I know all your insecurities.
down. I ain't here to play around. Ladies, if you're here with somebody and you know you want their body, go let them hear you say it loud. Boy, it's about to go down. Feel what you're saying, come and show me now. Fellas, if you're with somebody and you know you want that body, then let me hear you say it loud. Good love, no question. Reach out and just touch me. I have it, don't judge me. Just don't waste my time. No question. Reach out, just touch me. That happens, don't touch me. Just don't waste my time. No, 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 no.
Monstrous Monday. Keeping the groove going, getting you ready for the week. We used to give y'all stuff to talk about at the water cooler, but now you can just talk about it in the laundry room. I'm just saying, tonight, entertaining y'all during this quarantine, make sure you like, comment, and share on our links if you can. Tonight, bring it back with Jazzy B and also Miss Unbelievable. I'm DJ E Monster. Tonight, Miss Unbelievable, who else we got on the chop block of this entertainment news? Who's bumping who and who's getting fat? Also, the gossip lifestyle.
Okay, so y'all already know, you know, a lot of the sports things is getting canceled, but now they're canceling Wimbledon. Oh, no. Now, you know, folks is mad what? Now. The ATP and the WTA told German the decision to cancel. The event has been made. He added, it is completely unrealistic to imagine with the travel restrictions that we currently have an international tennis tournament where hundreds of thousands of people from all over the world could travel. This is unthinkable. It was begin to set start June 29th in England. But with the pandemic in full swing, it's obvious it will not be possible to be pulled off, even though it's June 29th. The planning and everything they're saying is just not what it's going to be.
Wow. Yeah, they're shutting down big events everywhere, even like, and they're looking further out than just, you know, the release date of May. You know what I mean? So, like, here's another one they're worried about if it's going to go on that's really big here in the state of Minnesota is the Minnesota State Fair. They're contemplating now if they're still going to do the state fair or not. So this thing is, like, really, really way bigger. I think there might be more to it than and people may know. I don't know, because like you said, like Jazzy said, they're boarding up windows. Like, they know something's coming. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. It's starting to look like video games out there. You know, and they got the video game, and you drive down the tore-up city, and you got to go break in somewhere, or you know what I mean? It's just, it's not all the havoc in the street that they usually show in the video games, but it's starting to look like it. And like you said, Ms. Umber, I didn't think about that either. When they was talking about when you were talking about the rioting, I didn't think about that either. Because I was like, why are they boarding everything up? But I didn't think about that.
The new world order.
It's like, it is. But then, where is it starting? It's starting in the biggest places that, like I said, has the international. Like we were talking about before last week, Jazz, where it's the international. It's the international airports and it's the international places that are getting hit hard. And that's why they always say, Minnesota, why is Minnesota got the new federal building that erected a few years ago? Because of the international airport and because of all the things that go on in the IDS Center that we have no clue what goes on in there, but a lot of stuff goes down in the IDS Center that they don't talk about. And then there's a lot of things that, you know, they talk about the Mall of America because a lot of places come there. But just remember L.A. and how L.A. is getting hit and New York and how New York's getting hit. So some of the places that we consider big hotspots is where they're going to start the world is where they're going to start. Why? Because that's where the panic starts. That's where the fear starts. That's where your most people are housed. And they, if you get them first, then everybody's going to follow.
Right, oh, yeah, my brother's in Los Angeles. He's trying to leave right now. He's like, oh, wow. Mm-hmm. I just had a friend from California. She was like, y'all, stuff is crazy in California. She left California and went to Ohio because of how crazy stuff is getting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right.
And talking about And then here we go. The Hamptons, the beaches are filling up. Social distancing struggle is real. Okay, so we still got people just out. The coronavirus pandemic continues to be forced America's indoors, but simply can't take it and are venturing to new places for some fresh air with human interaction, like the Hamptons. It seems New York are still not doing what they're supposed to do, are beginning to flee the city and head to the beaches and bike paths of the popular summer destination, maybe just a little earlier than usual to escape the self-quarantine blues of New York. But they're asking us to stay inside. Those the Hamptons scene is nothing compared to the crowding of Florida beaches or even the farmers market in L.A. just Sunday. It was ridiculous. Y'all should have seen it. It still looks like they are willing to risk getting closer than the recommended 6 feet. They're told that rental properties and seaside communities are filling up, meaning stay-home orders are being challenged with people leaving home to chill elsewhere. It begs the question, how soon until beaches and gathering spots at the Hamptons are ordered closed, like the beaches of L.A.? Pretty much everything in New York. It likely all depends on how well people are following social distracting guidelines, which so far they are not. So our privileged people, yet again, are not following expectations. But yet New York and all the East Coast and the West Coast, where people are still out, is having the most pandemic cases, and they're whining the most. But yet your people are not doing what they're supposed to do.
My brother trying to get the fuck on. He's like, no. My brother, he's a singer and a writer. So his life is nothing but travel. And he is going nuts right now.
Mm.
He really is going
nuts. I can imagine.
I've talked to him.
I can imagine.
I've talked to him more in the past couple of days than I have in a couple of years.
Mm-hmm. Right,
you are
pretty concerned.
You need a hug.
Right, right.
He really don't know what to do with his life right now.
Oof.
Right.
All right, y'all. I'm about to do the last one because we got about like 1 or 2 minutes. This pastor Rodney Brownie arrested for packed church violating social distancing. Tampa's controversial pastor Howard Brown is now wanted after holding a service, Sunday service, River Church. He openly defied the law. I mean, it's packed. Pastor bragged during the service that River Church will remain open for the duration. But TMZ has learned that the county sheriff has a warrant out for his arrest. According to the records, he's wanted for unlawful assembly, although he boasted the only time the church will close is when the rapture is taking place. The fact is that the county had already issued a safer at home order banning gatherings of more than 10 people. The rule also said that people were not to stand within 6 feet of one another, another clear violation in the video from the church. It does not appear that Brown has turned himself into the cops. So, however, he said he ain't going. He going to defy the laws, and he going to keep doing what he's doing. We going to pray for him because he all in the wrong. That's all I'm going to say.
He ain't in the wrong. He still got to do the Lord's work. He ain't in
the
wrong.
But the Lord, yeah, he is. Because the Lord says follow the land of the law. And if you're not following the land of the law, you will be persecuted then, because the church is inside you, not the building. So you got to realize what the law says and to cover yourself with the law. The law says follow the laws of the land. Don't be disobedient and bring disobedience into your home, because then that's where sin enters in. So you got to be obedient. It's like a two-edged sword.
Well, either way it goes, I'm just saying. Right. He's kind of like a pastor with a pickup truck. I'm just saying. He's like, what the fuck? So we got a pastor on the run from the law. This should be a movie. I'm just going to say this should be a movie right here. Hell of a story.
Amazing.
You know what I mean? Right, hell of a story.
That's
pandemic.
A Takeover Tuesday situation. How y'all feel?
All right. Right. Okay. I'm just saying. Hell of a story. That's going to make one great movie. All right, tomorrow, Takeover Tuesday. But we allow people to call in and take over the show. It's probably the only place in the world at that moment when we go on air that you can actually call in and take over a radio show and talk about what you want to talk about. It could be you. It could be somebody else. It don't matter. You know, you could talk about us. We'll probably hang up on your ass, but you could try. I'm just saying. So, all right, tomorrow's Takeover Tuesday. We also got Wet Wet Wednesday, where we bring out new R&B music only. Carmen Cafe, we talk politics, the things that's going on in the world, whether it be coronavirus or, you know, the other things going on in the world. Like, did y'all know that, you know, we don't fire missile shots at people? there's a lot of other things going on in the world. So that's the night we talk about that. Friday Night Live, we get y'all ready for the weekend, get y'all groovy, bring y'all some hot music, and so on and so forth. So, all right, let's see, ladies, y'all got anything y'all want to put out there on the way out?
Shit is getting
don't
real.
Forget. Yep, and don't forget on Thursday the Solemn Speaks, a proud sponsor of Monstar Radio.
Forgot about that. Yeah, don't forget about our spoken word segment. So let's see, I had some more new music to play for y'all.
And work, I can't stand you. I'm going to get you for that one, twerk and work segment. Did you say twerk and work segment?
No, I thought I said spoken word. Did I say twerk and work?
Yes.
Miss Unbelievable, you put drink down, ma'am. Put the drink down.
Thank you. I'm like,
you
what?
Twerk and work.
I gotta go back and check the archives.
I gotta check the archives and tell me if he said twerk and work or spoken word. Because I swear
not,
I heard.
That's not what he said.
No.
Get
oh my.
Out of the gutter.
Right. She gonna come out with some spoken twerk. Ain't this about a bitch? Check it out. You know, it's about new artists. New music, you're hearing something new. So I got a new one for y'all. Check it out. This is Nigel. This is called Taxi. This is her new song. Check it out, Monstrous Radio on a Monstrous Monday. Hopefully we see y'all tomorrow. And don't forget, check out the SolarMeSpeaks.com. You got to get the book. You got to get the shirt because there's a whole movement taking pictures with these things. So you can connect with us on there too, on Facebook, SolarMeSpeaks. Nigel, Taxi, new music.
Good night.
Wow. I pick you up, but I ain't no taxi. Oh, wait, I am, but it's not forever. I'm making moves while you're in my backseat. Ain't got a dime, but it doesn't matter. Cause when I rise to my full potential, I'm gonna set this world on fire. And when I'm gone, I won't even miss ya. And I'm setting all my unit fire. And I said, ooh. Yeah, ooh, 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 ooh.
You can hear more of that track as we add it to our rotation at MonstarsRadio.com. That's right, MonstarsRadio.com. Y'all have a good night. Peace.